No question, the weather this year has hit Michigan farmers with a 1-2 punch. Corn farmers are especially worried. The cold, wet spring delayed planting for many, and now the early November record snowstorm threatens to hurt harvests. For farmers like Matt Frostick of Sandusky, it is just the latest challenge in a very tough year.
There's a lot of things that has kind of added to the stress. It's weather, it's markets, it's trade negotiation deals that have been left hanging. Just the uncertainty of where this industry is headed right now is what really kind of wears on the mind at this point.
Matt is also president of the Michigan Corn Growers Association, and with us now is the executive director of that association, Jim Zook. Welcome. Good to have you on Stateside.
Well, thank you very much for having the opportunity to discuss the situation going on with our corn farmers.
Yeah, how bad do things look for Michigan corn farmers right now?
This is the worst year that I have ever experienced in talking with many of our producers and our grandfathers and fathers, and nobody has seen a year that has dealt with so many challenges that we've seen with the weather, the markets, the trade, the politics. All of that together has gelled to have quite a storm.
I know that we talked to a lot of people in the agricultural community during the spring and early summer about the delayed planting because of that accursed cold, wet spring. And is that why corn harvests are later this year? Is that why people are being caught so hard by this November 11th storm?
Yes, the year started off where there was a few people that were able to get in early, but then the rains came through the month of May. There was a little bit of a window early in June. Again, most of our corn is planted by before June, but a majority of our corn actually went in the month of June. So that just already set a 30-day setback for everybody. And then, again, if you remember, our summer was not extremely hot. It was warm, but not extremely hot. Again, corn needs heat in order to grow. And then we get into the fall time frame, and we were just so thankful that we did not get a killing frost until the middle of October. But, you know, it is still a challenge out there. We didn't get as many acres planted as what we'd hoped. And so there was a number of acres that sat idle this year.
And then the snow that hit, really, I think, caught a lot of folks off guard. What does that mean for farmers? If you haven't gotten your crop out, what happens?
A couple things will happen with the snow, but we're hopeful that that will melt. If that melts, the guys will still be able to go out and get their corn. Even with the amount of snow that we had, once that gets off of the leaves and all of that, the farmers will still be able to harvest the corn. The challenge will come in soybean harvest because they are lower to the ground. And if that snow is up on the bean pods, they won't be able to get those. But what we really need right now is if this snow was to melt, we need cold temperatures to actually freeze up that ground so that it'll support the weight of our equipment when it goes over and harvests.
We heard Matt talking about, you know, just the pressures. He says it really wears on the mind, all of these challenges that you listed. I'm wondering, how will this year's difficulties affect Michigan's agriculture industry going into next year? What changes might we see?
One of the things that we're very conscious of is just the mental health of our producers. And we're putting together programs or helping with programs to make sure that farmers reach out and talk to their neighbors. The best thing that they can do is talk about what's going on. What we'll see with the challenge that are out there, there'll be some producers that will not be able to go on another year. Financially, they'll be at their end, and they will have to sell and get out of something that they so dearly love and have to seek employment elsewhere off the farm. So we're going to see kind of a shift. You'll see less growers probably next year, which we don't like to see, but it is a part of the business that happens. And the biggest thing is we just want to make sure that families will stay together through these challenging times, and that farmers will, if they're really feeling down or feeling like they're being closed in on, that they get help and talk to people to help them through this situation.
And then as you talk about shifting scene and maybe fewer growers next year, what might that mean for the state's economy?
So with farming, that ground, that acre of ground, always tends to get farmed. And so that just means that there'll be somebody else that will be responsible for it. And it may be that some of those that maybe, because of financial, had to sell out, they may actually go work for some of those other farmers as well, because we still need labor in the ag force. So it'll just be a shift. It probably won't be anything that anybody will see a blip. Other than what we hope is, because of this year and the less productivity that we have with less acres being planted, you won't see as much of an economic driver because of it. Everybody had to tighten their belt. And so, you know, a farmer going to get a new pickup probably is not going to happen. A farmer going to get new equipment probably is not going to happen. They're just going to try to maintain what they have until they get through and see what next year brings. What we hope is that next year we'll have a normal production, that we'll be able to get in, planted on a timely basis, that the season will go much better than it has this year.
Well, I can certainly hear strong hopes that the weather gives you a break for 2020.
Boy, we sure hope so. I've made the comment many a times that our producers and many of the farmers are going to have some wild New Year's Eve parties because they want to make sure that 2019 is gone.
Jim Zook, Executive Director of the Michigan Corn Growers Association, thanks for being with us.
And thank you for having me.